The Book of Revelation, When and Why, written by Bart Ehrman, read by Ken Teutsch. In my previous posts, I have given a sketch of what the Book of Revelation, aka the Apocalypse of John, is all about, and discussed who actually wrote it, some fella named John, but not John the son of Zebedee. Now we can move into the question of when it was written and why. I have taken this account from my textbook, The Bible, A Historical and Literary Introduction, 2nd edition, Oxford University Press. As with all the apocalypses of the ancient world, it is important to situate the revelation of John in some kind of historical context to make sense of its bizarre symbolism. There are hints scattered throughout the book that portions of it were written in the time of the Emperor Nero, in the early 60s CE, although the final product is usually dated to the end of the first century, around the year 95 CE or so, during the reign of the Emperor Domitian. It is clear from the letters written to the seven churches in Revelation chapters 2 and 3 that Christians were experiencing opposition to their faith and persecution. And there is no doubt who is the great enemy of the church for this book. It is the Roman Empire. There are indications that some Christians have been martyred, Revelation 6:9, recall the persecution in Rome under Nero. Like all apocalypses, this book is not predicting what was to take place 2,000 years after it was written. It was written in its own time, and it had a message for its own day. The enemy is Rome, and God is going to destroy it. This can be seen plainly in some of the more stark images of the book, which make very good sense if put in their own historical context. Read, for example, the description of the great whore of Babylon in Revelation chapter 17. She is seated on a beast full of blasphemous names, she is clothed in fine raiment and jewels, and holds in her hand a golden cup full of the impurities of her fornication, and she is said to be drunk with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. Who is this enemy of the Christians? We are told that the beast on which she sits is about to descend to the bottomless pit, Revelation 17, verse 8. Later in the book, we learn that it is Satan who will go into the pit, so that this woman, whoever she is supported by the devil. But who is this woman? The beast has seven heads, and we are told that these represent the seven mountains on which the woman is seated, Revelation 17, verse 9. That is all we need to know. What city was built on seven hills? Rome. And so the angel explains at the very end, "The woman you saw is the great city that rules the kings of the earth." The enemy is Rome, called here Babylon because Rome, like ancient Babylon, destroyed Jerusalem and the temple. She has committed fornication with the kingdoms of the earth because Rome has prostituted itself in its dealing with other nations. Or take another image, an even more famous one. Earlier in the book, we are given a description of another beast that has 10 horns and many heads, Revelation chapter 13. One of its heads receives a mortal wound that is healed. The entire world follows the beast, which makes war on the saints and conquers them. It has power over all the nations of the earth and exploits them, demanding to be worshipped. The author then concludes his description by telling his readers who the beast is by indicating that its number is 666. Despite what you may read in popular books today that try to maintain that all of the predictions are still to come true now in the 21st century, it is important to locate this book and its images in its own time. By saying that the number of the beast is 666, the author is telling his reader that if you add up the letters in the beast's name, that will be the sum total. Ancient languages used their own alphabets for numerals, unlike English, where we use a Latin alphabet, but Arabic numerals. And so, for example, the first letter was worth 1, the second 2, the third 3, and so on, until you came to 10, then the next letter was 20, then 30, and so forth. Who, then, is this beast? Given the many similarities with the beast of Revelation chapter 17, we would not be too far afield to assume that it is another image of the Roman Empire. If so, the heads would be the rulers of the empire, some of whom demanded to be worshipped, as did some of the Roman emperors. There was a tradition in some Christian circles that Nero, the great enemy of the Christians, was to return from the dead and wreak havoc on the earth. That would be like having a mortal wound and recovering. Could Nero have been the beast of Revelation 13? That is almost certainly the case. If you spell the name Caesar Nero in Hebrew letters, they add up to 666. The author of Revelation is not referring to Hitler, Mussolini, Saddam Hussein, or anyone else in modern times. His enemy was Rome and its Caesars. It was Rome that had dominated the other nations of the earth, exploited their native populations, and oppressed the people of God. It was the Roman emperor who was worshipped as divine and who persecuted Christians and sometimes put them to death. This book is about how God was going to overthrow this emperor and his empire at the end of time, prior to rewarding his saints with the kingdom in a new heaven and a new earth. The saints, those who followed the Lamb, Jesus Christ himself, needed to hold on for just a little while longer. They may be suffering now, but God will soon intervene to overcome all the pain, misery, and chaos of this world. Christ is soon to return in judgment, and when he does, all the forces of evil aligned against him, embodied more than anything else in the evil Roman Empire, will be destroyed. The faithful will be vindicated, and they will rule forever with their God and his Christ.